Hi!
Look at us.
What are we like? Welcome to our cafe.
Welcome to Girls. Have we got a name for it? Girls Overheard Cafe.
I think we actually don't have a name, right? But this is a really nice chance for the listener to write in and tell us what we should call it. Cafe what? Give us a good name for it.
It's got to be a C though.
Has it? Definitely alliteration is the one.
I think so.
For anyone who's listening in their ears and can't see with their eyes yet, we have got a new studio space.
Oh, and it's a dream.
It's really a dream.
A pink and red dream. We literally have milkshakes and cupcakes and disco balls and Rat Bastard posters, which Neil Buchanan over here sorted for us.
She's emotionally drained. She was crying a minute ago.
Do you know what is the weirdest thing for us, right? We have known about this for what, like 3 weeks? 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
Yeah.
And all of us are the exact same, that see, unless there's the pressure, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, like the last minuteness of like just making sure that you get something at the very, very 11th hour.
So the last 2 days has been like, oh my God, we need to get this done, we need to get this done.
And look at it now.
Like midnight cracking cups.
I know, second two have done.
They're back there.
So well.
Where are they? All that work and what did it get me?
But this is a newbie chapter.
It's a newbie chapter, like, and it's exciting. We also feel a bit naked today because we don't have our headphones on.
Yeah,
I know, I feel off. New times. This is really, really fun.
Band-Aid is no more.
Band-Aid is no more.
Oh!
The girl group, we will still be singing, for sure, but the headphones have gone.
And we still have our hotline number, so 07428957885 is
rolls off the tongue.
On the wall.
She's reading it.
I feel like
I know that, but it rolled off the tongue.
The 885 hotline is always open 24 hours. Now, do you know what's funny about this, right? Just to give you a background of our week, because we've pretty much been just organising things for this, haven't we? We've just been getting like things together, whatever. Do you know like the mortifying moment when you have to go and pick up posters that you've had made and it says, don't be a rat bastard, and you pick them up with no explanation?
Yeah.
And you know everyone in that shop who are like, I don't know, they're printing out documents. Probably going,
nice
what
family
the fuck
photos.
Is going
on? She actually unravelled one and it was Henry the Hoover. And I was just like, just
cleaning service.
Big Hoover fan.
That's
it. What's the etiquette? Don't be a rat bastard.
The one I thought, see this bit here, see the 885 hotline?
Yeah.
I did think she's probably going to think I'm a SAX worker.
Yes.
I'm open for 24/7 services with my Henry.
Well, previous stories would suggest that it's
they
true.
They would.
I just love that the Henry thing wasn't even a thing until like 2 weeks ago, and now we literally have a Henry the Hoover.
He's a mascot.
He was a mascot.
Henry's
He's
a great
made
name.
His way into the pyramid.
Where is the picture though?
What do you mean?
Oh, it's in. I don't get made the cut.
I did make the
cut.
But listen, see if anyone's got any suggestions. If you're watching us, then let us know if you want wee things in the background because it's quite nice. Should we get fan mail? Yeah. If you see something and then you can be like, can we send this to you?
SMTV Live. All right, can't deal with it. Cam.
We've got Fiona, age 32, has drawn a picture of Lauren this week. Remember they used to do like the wee wheel of art and it was like the kind of, it was almost like a PowerPoint and it'd be like age 5 and you'd just be looking at it going, that's shite, I could definitely have done better.
That was my favourite thing in the world. Wonky Donkey and all that.
What was the other one? Dick and Dom's Bungalow.
How'd they get away with that?
I have no idea.
By the way, can we talk about the big scandal?
The Nickelodeon thing.
Oh no, wait, there's loads of scandals.
There's loads of scandals.
Oh, wait, that went on well to that.
Right, basically, it's a good time to not be living in America. That's all I'll be saying. Because it's horrendous.
Basically, if nobody's seen it, it's the... All the I just burped there. I don't know if the microphone's picked that up.
You're on camera.
But I never watched any of these shows when I was younger. I feel like I just missed it. The really annoying, like
just is a bit of a lie, but whatever.
By the skin of my 3 years of teeth.
The Nickelodeon, like Amanda show,
Drake and Josh.
They'll keep you right.
And what was the other ones?
iCarly, which was younger.
That was definitely younger. Yeah.
Zoe 101.
Britney Spears' sister.
Yeah. So all of them, basically, there is now people coming out and saying that all the, like, producers and whatever were all predators.
No,
and
specifically it's Dan Schneider.
Yeah, but there's another one as well. See the one that's...
Allegedly.
Dan. See the, what do you call it, the... What is his name? Drake? Is it Drake that's in the documentary?
Drake Bell. Who is Drake and Josh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's one of the other producers as well that is the main thing for it. Like, he's the main culprit. It's very dodgy. And there's so much more to it because even, like, Justin Bieber's meant to be involved.
Mm-hmm. But that's right, the Nickelodeon thing and then the P. Diddy thing.
Oh, that's
although
right.
Have a similar thread line, they're different because the Nickelodeon thing's all the child stars.
Yeah.
And like, look at Amanda Bynes now. Horrific.
I don't understand that, Amanda Bynes, to be honest.
Apparently it's the same thing. She had a conservatorship, same as Britney.
Yeah.
So she never had access to any of her money. And then she put some TikTok on the other day. I seen it popped up on my For You page and it was like, guys, I'm going to go and do my nail tech course.
She's a wee
so
kid.
Once I pass, if I do pass, then I'll be opening for appointments. If I don't pass, then I'll just reset the exam. Yeah. Like, it was funny when she said it. But
she was like, hi, everyone, I'm going to start wearing wigs. Did you see this? And then the next one was, hi, everyone, I've decided not to wear wigs anymore.
Like, can't do it.
Oh, she's actually got quite a funny personality. To be fair, the only one that seems to have come out of all of this with like being a bit more unscathed is Miley Cyrus. She's the only one, I think, out of that whole gig that hasn't...
Yeah, but she shaved all her head off and swung on a ball, so... Like, I know. They've all had their moments.
Are you not waiting for her to have like some moment where she goes like, this is actually what happened? Because she had her own show. Same.
I know, but her
same
dad was on it.
I don't know how she came into it. I forget.
Her dad was on that with her, so nobody could get near her.
Oh, well, true.
Jojo Siwa is another one. There's all the child stars are eventually there's going to be.
She wasn't on Disney.
No, but she had some. She had an own show eventually, did she not?
No, but she was on Dance.
Dance Mum.
That's how
that,
she started.
Yeah.
Have you watched that back?
That woman was awful.
Oh, she was doing a masterclass here. What's her name again?
Abby.
Abby
Boot.
Abby Boot.
Just call her Abby Boot.
Abby Boot, whatever her surname is. She did a masterclass thing for all the dance schools. Like, well, you could attend it or whatever. That's going to annoy me what her name is.
Abby. I feel like it's a second, like a double barrel name.
Can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But anyway, have you watched her stuff back?
No.
Oh my God, she was awful to those kids.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was awful.
And she's shouting at them and they're crying and all that. She's basically a bully who got into the job so that she could bully kids.
Was she a dancer?
She wasn't even a dancer.
Nah.
Maybe she was a dancer when she was younger, but she was just bossing them about. She was a bully.
She's nasty.
Must admit though, right? I've always had a thing where I just love 50 Cent, but I love him even more now.
Oh, because he's taking the piss.
He is nailing it.
He's so funny.
Shine.
Did he do it or did he not? Can you do our titles for a podcast, 50 Cent? Because that is absolutely amazing.
I know. He was really good. Are we on the jet?
100%.
Yep.
Also, did you see that they've apparently... No, they've apparently jailed him. Have you not seen this?
No.
Updates last night where he has been arrested.
Yeah.
Have you seen the picture? Sorry to be one of the conspiracy theorists, right? But that ain't him.
Oh, is that
the whole thing? Not him.
Don't start the whole clone stuff.
I'm not saying he's a clone, but what I'm saying is there's definitely a doppelganger out there for everybody. And it's the highest bidder, and it's him.
It's what?
It's not him.
Maybe it's just not, it wasn't my scene at the time, but I only know Every Breath You'll Take. I'll be watching you. It's the only P. Diddy song I think of.
D, the A, the D, the D, the Y, the D.
It's Diddy.
Why? I just realised he spells Diddy Did.
But he's changed it. He's been Puff Daddy. He's been Puff.
Is this subliminal?
No,
is this subliminal message?
No, he's been all different names.
I know he has, but
he's Puffy as well.
Puff Daddy, P. Diddy.
What?
Sean Combs.
You and him. Sure.
Puff Daddy?
Puff Daddy was the original.
Have you seen Puffy Pussy, Lauren? I mean, really going back there. We're really going back to 2021.
She heard Puff and Cherry Puff.
Cherry Puff and she was like, Puff, Puff, and there's your twin.
That's it.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Nasty.
It's funny.
Anyway, what are you guys been doing this week? What's been the hand in?
Oh, I had an MRI yesterday, guys. I feel like the guy that puts a Facebook status on.
Boring!
Where they check in at the hospital. I'm like,
you've got your hospital bag.
Guys, I don't really want to talk about it, but just so you know.
DM me.
Can't
those people. Why do those people still exist?
PM me.
But can I tell
someone's
me?
Like, someone's like shared Glasgow.
I had the most horrible experience, right? Because first of all, you have to take every bit of metal out. Like you can't have any metal on you whatsoever, right?
What if you've got like
has her nipple piercings away?
All I could think of was what if I forget. What if there's something on me and I've not like remembered? So I was filling the form out. First of all, I've literally had pure anxiety about it because I thought, imagine somebody like during my C-section they dropped something or whatever happens.
See what did you mean? Sorry, no, you're not getting away with just saying that. Elaborate. Well, you think that they cut you open, your C-section left a lunch in there or something?
It happens. Sometimes people leave stuff in you.
Like a stitch?
Yeah, something like a staple.
I don't know. Question is,
like a little scalpel.
But what would happen if... Well, you have metal inside you.
The MRI is like a big magnet. So see if you have, it just goes
sucked up to the roof.
That's what it's like. See if you leave your piercings in, it can just magnet.
But actually just ragdoll you about.
You're looking chunked, but like an empty trachea and the MRI machine.
I was terrified. And it's massive. And you're in there and it's horrible. So basically the questions they ask you is your jewellery, if you get any jewellery on. I completely forgot I had piercings. Like, obviously, I took all my jewellery out, but that stuff doesn't really count because it's always there.
I can't get that stuff out.
It took me half an hour to get that out of my ear. My ear was bright red. I couldn't do it. Managed to get it out.
Were you crying?
No, but it was really sore. The woman was chapping in the toilet door. You all right in there, hen? I was like, yeah, I'm just trying to get mine out.
Yeah, we thought you were doing something else.
100%.
Nervous poo. Nervous
poo. Also, another thing they ask you is, have you got semi-permanent makeup?
Yes.
And I was like...
Because it heats up.
She was like, because it's unregulated, sometimes there can be metal in your eyebrows.
Oh my God, bionic brows.
I was like, what happened? Business. So she had to give me like a thing to hold so that if my eyebrows got really hot when I was to press the button.
It just adds up to not wanting to go.
No, I was and then also a brace. I've still got my retainer at the back of my teeth.
Do you?
And I was like, imagine that, teeth out, big magnet.
Why do I imagine them like the ones you wind up that were just chattering around?
I've got one at the top and the bottom, the full set with the key.
So how was it once you were actually in it?
It was fine. But do you know what
horrifying.
I did?
Do you know she explained it to me and the sweat was lashing down my back? Do you not realise when you were actually trying to explain that to me yesterday, I was actually having a borderline heart attack?
Yeah, it's almost like the tube, right, is probably twice the size of me, but all the way round, right? So it's like... You could just...
That's not big then.
You wouldn't fit two of me in there, basically, right?
Basically, you wouldn't fit two of me in there.
It was...
I wouldn't fit in at all.
A tube that you lie in the bed and then it, like, moves you in, but they put, like, big weighted things on you first and you're like this and then it moves in and they put big headphones on you, so they give you earplugs and then headphones because it's unbelievably loud.
She's
so it's
like,
literally,
hi!
I thought, even you'd give me a podcast or something to listen to because you're just sitting there for, like, half an hour. And then...
Do they not give you any music or anything like that?
There's, like, a wee bit of music on the background, but you can't hear anything because all you hear is this big, like... It's like a siren. It's horrible. It's so loud.
And trying to do the noise.
It's like... and I'm going, oh my God, but it's so loud that it literally, like, you end up terrified.
And this is for your endo?
This is an endometriosis thing, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if they're even baby.
Endo warrior.
Endo warrior. Put it in the bio, guys. Really struggling.
It's going as a bumper sticker.
But another thing that I did was took my Edens out, right? So pure terrifying. I kept saying to the girl, like, I'm really worried, like, in case I've forgotten that there's something, like, metal in me. She was like, you'll be fine, it's all right. And she went, right, so have you got everything off? And I was like, yeah. And she went, And there's you've got no metal around your abdomen because obviously it was like the abdomen they were doing.
Have you taken off your chastity belt?
I went, I've just got my earrings in my pocket. I took my fucking earrings out and I put them in my pocket. I took them out and I put them on my abdomen. She was looking at me like,
are you okay?
They're not in the hole anymore, so they should be fine.
I took them off my ear, which is not getting scanned, and I put them in my abdomen.
What did she say?
She was like, you'll need to take them out. I was like, okay.
So sorry about that.
Being a pure smart person, you do some really sick stuff.
But your class on is dead smart.
100%. Ailey's one of the smartest people I know.
I'm a genius, actually.
Genuinely, she has never seen it random information really, like, deep within her brain.
It's TikTok info, though.
I was going to say, it's TikTok.
But even before that, I feel like you're always very knowledgeable on certain topics I would find boring.
Right now, I'm in a TikTok rabbit hole of volcanoes. Don't know if anyone's interested.
Sure. Well, we like Lanzarote.
Yeah, we like Lanzarote. But it's in a volcano or two.
It's actually really interesting.
Talking of which, I was on holiday. That was good.
So you were.
Oh my God, I haven't
really... You were on a volcano island.
Volcano island, of course. That was with a book.
Volcanic
volcano.
Ash.
Volcano island.
Has that ever been a nickname, volcanic ash? You should get into volcanoes.
We do.
That could be your thing.
Ailey, you're kidding.
You should do a full different... TikTok.
Ah. Guys, you're acting like this is like you're coming up with this if it's like your thing. I've already done this. This was me on Microgynon. I was volcanic ash.
Oh,
remember
right,
we used to joke and be like, ha ha ha. When I was on the pill, I used to say my hormones loopy when I was a bit psychotic. Yeah, that was when I was. Me and Fraser often refer to volcanic ash. She was fun.
When you were raging.
She was fun.
Good for the, good for the plot.
Good for the... Listen, it was, there's a lot of stories I wish I could remember from Volcanic Ash days.
See, the rage that you get, though, specifically on the pill, mm-hmm. is it can't be matched.
Can't be matched.
You've never been on the pill, have you?
Yeah, I went on it when I went on holiday. Didn't want to get a period. Got a fucking period anyway.
But you just make one off your pill, though? Because that's what people used to do. Like, that going to just give me 2 weeks' worth of microgyne on. I just don't want to get a period on holiday.
But it just used to make you so angry.
Raging.
Uh-huh. I still get that now, to be honest. Like, you know when it's hormonal rage and everyone's just annoying you?
And then you have wine. Not a good combo.
Pished.
Volcanic ash. It's literally, you're making a volcano. You add pills. You add, not actual pills. You add the pill.
Sounds like a Saturday night.
Says us, we're sitting in a coffee shop.
I know.
Like a cafe. I'm running out of tea.
I actually still feel a wee bit giggly that we're actually here.
But can I tell you my story about being on holiday, right?
Yeah, sorry.
This is honestly... But I'm going to say this is probably my most embarrassing story I can tell you of late, right? So as you do, in the pool with the kids, right? It was, we went away with Fraser's mum and dad, right? For anyone that didn't see any of my stuff on Instagram. So it was a villa, six of us. So like me, Fraser, two kids and his mum and dad. And I was in the pool with the kids playing about whatever. And we did the whole like, right, hold your breath, go under the water and I'll hold up. Like, I don't know, like four fingers, you check how many fingers I'm holding up and then they'll tell me the answer, right? Or I'll do like a sum. So fun. Fun mum.
You're so let's fun and educational.
Let's do some numbers under the water. Right, so that was me, like, yeah, doing my Miss Rachel under the water. And then we then moved on from that to then trying to like do basically sign language, like doing like peace signs or like try to like make up a wee sentence if you like. Anyway, at one point it was just literally Fraser sleeping on the side, me in the pool with the two kids, and then his dad came out and kind of walked around the perimeter of the pool and was like, oh, that's nice, I was playing, just kind of so watching wholesome. On. So wholesome. And then, Charlie, the wee shit, I was sitting on the steps going into the pool, but the way that I was sitting, I was kind of like leaning forward on my knee a wee bit. Mm-hmm. And my hand was kind of dangling like between my two knees. And Charlie went, oh, and went under the water and then came up and went, wait, what is it you're trying to show me? You're touching your flower. Pardon? I went, what?
No.
His dad was walking
around. And his dad was there.
And then I just seen him going like this. I was like, ah, yeah, I am Jesus. I am not
are
touching
not
my
so
flower.
I thought that's not at a public pool at least.
I think it's worse.
It kind of is worse, actually. I think it's worse. Like if there's just one person.
I think it's worse that he had to acknowledge it. I was like, Charlie, no, I'm not touching my flower. Like my hand is dangling
by
my knee.
Did you actually acknowledge it?
Yeah.
Did you see my flower?
She had to clean her
I think that's been worse.
What?
The fact you've addressed your vagina in front of your father-in-law.
Did you see my flower? Did you see my flower?
I'm not touching my flower.
In 6 minutes, Fra wakes up. Flower.
Ash's flower.
I'm awake.
My
flower. I've actually said my flower and then his dad was there.
Yeah. You've drawn more attention to
that's
it.
That's worse.
I think you're in that situation. I think you're always better to say something that doesn't really make sense, right?
Yeah.
In response, so that the person who's listening goes, I must have misheard that.
But sure,
none of that made sense.
Can I tell you something? That's really good to have it in retrospect.
Uh-huh. But just for future, it's probably going to happen again.
Why would that ever happen again?
It's not the exact same thing, but kids will do that forever more.
Right, okay.
They will always embarrass.
Charlie's going to know that got a reaction out of you. He's going to ask you that in the middle of like Nando's the next
100%
time.
100%, yes.
Mommy, are you touching your flower?
The thing is, it's raging. The water just like distorts your view though. So it looked like my hand was closer than it was.
It's okay.
It's just like earlier on when I went to do the jumping over the camera thing and my leg cracked and Lauren looked at me and I went, that was not a fart. That was how leg cracked. I did not
Where
fart.
Do you?
Can everyone a right person. Now, can everyone please go and look at our Instagram for our, what do we call that? What is that trend called?
Jumping.
It's
Burning Love.
Burning Elvis. Love,
where you jump over.
Wait, that is Elvis, isn't it?
Yeah, Lauren, come on. It is Elvis, isn't it? Can I get a yes? It's Elvis.
Ash, you were so confident that I also became confident in that. Is it
I
not?
Think my granddad actually disowned me.
It sounds Elvis, like but I'm just making sure it's Elvis.
There's no question it's
anyway,
Elvis, guys.
Director Ash was in full swing, jumping over. It was just it's the way that you ran at full speed.
Sorry, we were in here first and I went out. She went, it's Ash and mum mode.
As soon as we arrived here,
nothing gets done unless I go next.
Everything was getting done, and
listen,
I was supposed
we're
to.
We're not slagging. We're so grateful. I am so grateful.
So uh-huh. weird the way your gratitude comes across. It's like you're absolutely ripping me apart.
Listen,
so weird how that like it's like a miscommunication.
Listen, we can all laugh about it.
That's the dynamic between mum and children. We get to take the piss a wee bit, but
you touch a flower in the pool, and you get to take the piss out of them. Okay.
We get to take the piss, but we do appreciate you.
Yes. See, in fairness, shut up. See, in fairness, right, I have to admit, now, like, thinking back on how that looked, my specific, like, jump over stance, who am I?
Super Mario.
Yes, and I wear the full rig out. I've got the jeans on. All I'm missing is the wee plumber's bag and hat.
We need to change it to like the Super Mario.
Peaches.
Princess Peach.
Lauren's in full pink. I am. This was what I got in the gym that day.
Who could she be? Who can Ailey
be? Luigi.
She would be Luigi. She's got green on, obviously.
By the way, I've got this top on, right, which is from that Tala brand. Have you seen them?
I've seen your video.
I'm not going to lie. I can't really breathe.
She's got a punctured lung, but it's fine.
It is so tight. It's a compression top. I know.
Is it a T-shirt or is it a bodysuit?
But it's...
Do you know, I find bodysuits really uncomfortable.
This one actually isn't because...
Compressed everything.
The under bit is so long. That you don't even notice it.
Yeah. Oh, you can fit it then.
What do you mean?
That the guy is so long. Listen, I just had to have a wee nasty bitch, right? Because you were being horrible to me.
But yeah, basically, I can't wait to get this off and then I can breathe. I don't know the purpose of it. It makes you feel nice. You know that way when you've got like big support pants on and you're like, oh, I feel really toned today.
Big support pants are only good when you're standing up though.
Because the minute
that you sit down.
Gunty.
Organs internally shift.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of room just now.
Whose wedding was it? My big cousin's wedding and I wore your dress, the bandage.
So you wore my pants? I was like, didn't know there was a set missing.
The bandage, is that what you were calling
bandage,
it?
Bandage.
What was the brand again? What was the brand?
House of CB, no?
The gold one, remember? Yeah. And I wore that and I sat down to eat my dinner and I had Spanx on and I was like, I'm going to fucking die.
It does makes you feel claustrophobic.
I had to go and take my pants off. I went commando the rest of the night. And that was a risky move. Because that was very short.
That was a short dress.
Very short. And they were just massive, big fucking Marks and Spencer's nude shorts stuffed in my bag.
Mm. Do you know what I have to say? Spanx in general, as a brand, they're really mis-selling on that name. Mm. Nobody's getting spanked in them.
Spanx? I think Spanx is a good name. Do you know what's the best name? Skims.
Skims.
It's perfect. The fact that she was going to call that Kimono.
Did she not get any trouble for that?
She did. Yeah. But why would she even call it kimono in the first place? Skims is perfect.
Do you know what's really good? This is actually a wee like local business shout out.
What?
Box Fresh, they do all the trainer cleaning. Have a new side to their business where they resell trainers.
Uh-huh.
Like obviously ones that people are wanting to like sell on, funnily enough.
Uh-huh.
And they were looking for a good name. Like because basically they'll bring them in, clean them, and then sell them on. What do you think they called it?
What is it, a resale thing? For what they sell on trainers?
Sold. S-O-L-E-D. Uh-huh. Is that so satisfying?
See what the moment that they got that, they would have been like, yes.
It's the Eureka moment we all wait for.
We had that when we were trying to come up with the podcast name. How many like podcasts did we invent when we're like, oh my God, you could use this wee phrase and then you could do a podcast about volcanoes?
Yeah, tripods being one of them.
Tripods, yep.
That was still a good one.
Cameramen talking about their favourite cameras. Tripods.
Uh-huh.
Three of them.
Right, can we do that? One of my favourite things that we spoke about recently in this, right, is...
Necrophilia? No.
Oh, we did talk about that, actually, yeah. Also, can I just say, we got loads of messages last week from people saying that they remember Jeopardy. Remember Jeopardy, what we're talking about?
Alien.
And it had Deke from River City in it. I can't remember his name now. But anyway, a girl messaged me last night and she was like, oh my God, I work with him. Now,
what with Deke?
With Deke. Deke doesn't act anymore. What he gets killed off in River City and now he works in finance.
That's his son.
So, yeah.
No, never mind.
What?
Do you watch River City?
No.
No, neither do I. It's fine. Never mind.
Right. We'll just so, one of my favourite topics.
Lawrence did the cackle laugh.
One of my favourite topics that I think we've ever spoke about on here is what your funny nicknames were at school.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, I need to snap. I've got a pure itchy nose. Right. The thing we've had is traumatic, but funny.
Childhood
nicknames. What was the name that your bully gave you? That at the time was really hurtful, but now you can look back and laugh. Because I feel like you have to, it's almost like therapy to look back and laugh at it now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, when you're an adult, you can.
Claim it.
So we've had Becca Back Boobs.
Becca Back Boobs is a favourite of mine.
Sorry, Becca, again, I feel like it's going to hurt every time you hear us say that.
trigger warning,
Becca. We're going to laugh about it again.
Sorry, Becca. It's fine. We did. And the back boobs are jiggling while she also sobs.
unavoidable, by the way.
We had Tash Fairbairn, which didn't actually happen, but it should have happened.
Yeah. Do better, my bullies.
We're just not hairy enough to qualify, unfortunately.
Are they? We're not inventive enough to really think of it.
Did we? I'd like to say that at that point.
You know, I had mine since I was about six.
Do you know, I told that story in front of Ella and she was nearly crying, going, no, I don't like that. That is so mean. Why would someone do that to Aunt Ailey?
It's character
and
building.
I was buckled. So bad.
Character building.
It's character building. You need to get toughened up at school. Right. In response to cruel childhood nicknames, my name is Kira Cantwell. Are you all right with saying your name, Kira? Because it's quite...
That's your name.
We're not anonymous. We can't tell the story without it. My name is Kira Cantwell, and when I walk, my right foot turns slightly inward, so they called me Kira Can't Walk Well.
Oh, is she laughing about this before we laugh about it, though?
Kira can't walk well.
Guess what? She can.
She can.
I mean,
she can. She can.
There was a theme. As we got older, many terms were added between can and well. I'm sure you can catch the drift. Basically, any time she did anything wrong, it would be like, Kira can't count well. Kira can. poor soul. That's worth changing your name for.
It really is.
I actually remember when I worked in the bank.
She's going to be a team bride.
Uh-huh.
There was just somebody marry me, please. Get me rid of cat well.
I worked in the bank and a girl came in. She came in a few times, right, and I was like 18 at the time, so I just didn't know. And her name was Mrs. Coburn, but I don't know if you guys know this, but Coburn is spelled
Cockburn.
Mm-hmm. Cockburn, like a...
No, surely there's people called Cockburn as well.
No, it's always pronounced Coburn, right? So yeah. I said to her, right, I can't remember what her first name was, it was like...
Coburn.
It sounds painful, but I was like, right, Ash Cockburn, she was like, it's Coburn.
You would.
And then I heard her come in and other people would also say Cockburn and she would go, it's Coburn. And then genuinely, with no word of a lie, she came in one day with the title deeds, the deed poll things, and she'd taken out the CK.
Well, why would you not just do that anyway?
Put in an H.
And no, it just became CO, Burn, Coburn.
I think she should have added an H personally.
Coburn, just to emphasise it. But I couldn't help but feel like I pushed her to it. I was like, sorry about that.
I think her name's Cockburn. She's just lying.
I think she's lying too.
Cockburn's more, it's got a wee edge to it, doesn't it? Right.
What was the one that we had before, the name that came in? And it was like,
It was La and then
a hyphen A, and her name was Ladasha.
Ladasha.
You had to actually say the dash.
Who was this?
Oh my God. Someone in America. Obviously. Where else is that going to be?
Right, this girl, I used to dislocate my knee all the time. So... They changed, and her name is McCutcheon, and they changed my name to McCrutcheon.
Simple, yeah, effective.
Oh, very effective.
High tech Hutchie, because I didn't have cool trainers.
Oh, she wore high tech.
Oh, but I feel like high tech will make a comeback.
I feel like it kind of is. See the style of shoes now.
Kappa never made it.
Neither did
Kangle.
Sika as well. What about Sika? Remember, was that a Clark's one? CICA.
Sika? Oh, Ailey.
Sorry, Ailey, I don't know.
Sorry, we're part of your
group. That's probably in a wee time capsule somewhere. I'll find it in my head throat.
This is actually a good thing for anybody who's looking to name their children. That you wouldn't think of. Francesca used to get called Franny the Fanny.
Oh, yeah, so I told you about Stephanie's as well. I told you this.
Yeah, but I call Willis Willy Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're making that cute with the
word. Very cute.
I think the
of
woo.
Course.
Yeah, Willy Woo.
Yeah, but I call her William sometimes as well. So it doesn't matter.
Francesca also got called Cheska Cubes or Chebska when I could finally fill a C cup bra. She was Chebska.
I'm going to say Chebska was a wee win moment for a while and then it, 100%. Got, then it got to the point where it's like, oh, I can't believe I'm Chebska.
Also, no, Chebska is a golden nickname.
It's a compliment, really.
Yeah.
To be honest. Chebska.
A wee size.
I remember getting my name, it obviously used to be Fairbairn, and I remember getting a letter through and it said Miss Ashley Fairbum, and I was like, oh, you noticed?
Well,
you noticed. Thanks so much. My name is an awful one because no one ever understood it. And it's not that difficult. See, whenever I used to get things like, okay, tell me your name, Fairbairn, they honestly looked as if you were like an alien.
Yeah.
You're going, so come on, what is it more?
Read them out.
Yeah. I got called pizza. You can see these are in the chat. I got called pizza monster at school because I would eat pizza every day.
Pizza monster?
That is so painful.
Imagine a monster.
Pizza monster.
Yeah, but did you not have nicknames for people?
Yeah, and like even moving forward, like and as I grew up, when you don't know somebody's name, do you know, even for some neighbours that you don't know, you have like a name for them?
Yeah.
Do you know, I don't know if I told you this before.
Oh, we give people names.
Yeah, your neighbours have all got a name. See, during like lockdown when we had the clapping at the door thing at 8 o'clock.
Clapping
right?
The NHS. Uh-huh. It's really not nice. Embarrassing.
Why are we doing that?
Why are we doing that? All the nurses were going, shut the fuck up, I'm trying to get to sleep, I'm night shift.
I know, we're banging the pots and pans.
Bang, bang, bang.
I remember, so Oliver at the time would have been, what, like 4? And he loved it. See the novelty of like going out and clapping on the doorstep, right? Yeah. And I don't know how the sentence went or how the conversation went, but one of my neighbours was out on the doorstep clapping, cringe, and then the next day, Oliver was like, oh, there's clapping for the doctors.
Full name.
And I was like, okay. Oh, that's not her name. And then literally for like a year after, he'd be like, there's clapping for the doctors. And then he would see it out in our garden. And he, at one point he'd be sitting like, and she was out in our garden, he's going, clapping for the doctors.
Oh my God.
As if he's haunted.
That's her name.
Like, you're so embarrassing. I don't think I forgot that. I remember you were clapping for the doctors.
Clapping the doctors was going to troll you. What about this? My surname is Kettle and I used to go out with a boy called, with a surname Boyle.
Oh no.
Boyle and Kettle. Boil the kettle.
That's when you need to go double barrel.
Kettle? Is that an actual surname?
Actual surname.
Kettle?
Oh no, this is awful. I was called Flippers because I had 5'7".
No.
Right, I feel personally attacked.
What's
that? I did a 6.5.
A 6.5, you're fine.
I'm a 6.5.
Fucking 3 kids later. Up in the sizes.
I was called Fish Lips due to having larger lips and now everyone is getting fillers. So this is another thing people get slagged for is freckles, and now people are literally getting freckles tattooed on.
Yep, true.
I would kill for some freckles, by the way.
Do you not have any freckles?
I don't have any.
Aww.
I used to get like 3 on my nose and I would just be like, fucking cut out.
I'm actually super freckly.
You are.
As well.
I'm a freckly person.
Freckly.
Do you know what you can do? You can get the root spray, see the L'Oreal root spray.
I ain't bother, or I'll fucking just put a bit of darker foundation on a broccoli stem and I'll just pat that on. Have you seen people on TikTok
they
do that?
It's fake tan. And then they go to bed and then they wake up and they wash it off and it does look real. But it's just the placement that's a bit weird because they always go for like right over the nose and nowhere else.
Buy a freckle pen.
Yeah.
You don't need to fucking do a broccoli. It's embarrassing.
Broccoli is like, I've grown straight from seed for this. To be put on TikTok.
All that work and what did it get me?
To be made into someone's freckle application.
I'm so nutritional and this is what you're doing.
Yeah,
no. That's not how I'm meant to be used.
I got called Goliath. Why was being tall in primary school so traumatising? You okay, Lauren?
Okay. Lauren Kerr.
Tall girl. A girl used to scream Barbie at me in school.
As if that is a compliment, surely.
Oh, but she didn't mean it in a compliment, though. She meant it as in, like, oh, you're so up yourself. I probably was, but whatever.
No.
Full Barbie suit on now.
Listen, living the dream.
In your little cafe.
I've got my own fucking movie.
Not me, but knew a boy called Porridge because he was thick and no one liked him.
Everyone likes porridge.
I like porridge.
I love porridge.
It's thick and no one likes you. That is so... It's the way that it's like, you've been given this horrible nickname and here's the reason why.
Here's
another
insult.
Do you want a synopsis as to why I've called you porridge?
That is awful.
Because you're thick and no one likes you.
We bastards.
What? This is awful. I get called pancakes. I had 0 boobs.
Oh, that's uncreative. Come on.
Listen, you're in your era now.
Exactly.
This is it. Nobody wants to set it.
No.
No. What? No, this is not nice.
I feel like
this is
tell us.
This is not nice.
What?
I was called
Ash, we had a 10-minute countdown.
I was a chunky girl with the surname Patterson. They called me Fatterson.
Oh, no.
It's not nice.
No.
It's not nice.
Oh, we need to do name changes.
It wouldn't be nice now, but it's in the past, therefore we can laugh. Ashley Patterson. Oh no, that's really nasty.
And she would have been waiting as well for the kids, somebody to come up with it. Awful.
Oh my God, that's absolutely horrific. I love these though. Can we save some? Let's not read them all out. Can we save them for next week?
We need to keep them coming because it's therapy for everyone, right? We've all been there. We've all had the horrible, there's one, Stephanie. She would get called Stefanny.
Confirming what I said last week. Stephanie's were also...
I don't think people are doing that now.
They definitely are. They are, and guess why? Their mums and dads are teaching them, that's why. So even I was at high school, this is what we called them.
True.
This is what we called them.
True.
This is what's happening. I feel like the porridge one
came from a parent, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, who porridge? What, because they're...
I think nobody likes them.
That's a pure dad joke.
That is a pure dad joke.
That's definitely... We're not saying 12-year-olds made that up.
No, definitely not.
Absolutely no way. Right, well, we get into our DMs, guys, because there's actually quite a few.
We've not been in here. We've not recorded for like 2 weeks.
Because I've been on my holly bob.
I touched
my flower in the pool, apparently.
Did you, but...
Right, what about this?
Sorry, I didn't. It was just the angle.
It was just sitting on the jet.
It was actually... Lauren!
It was resting.
There were no jets.
My hand was resting.
It was just resting on the edge. Mary, your vision is obscured from the water. I will have you know.
The waves are making it do this.
Yes, it actually was.
Lauren, right, what? Someone, we get quite a lot of messages about this. Someone has actually just messaged saying, do these qualify as square circle mugs?
No, they're not. None of them are square circle.
So we've got these wee pink ones, right, and I feel like they are... I feel like the square circle thing in my head didn't make any sense until you drew the square on them. Basically, all it is that they're the same width at the top as they are at the bottom.
They're not
tapered. Yeah, but they have to be dumpy. They have to be short.
Short and dumpy,
and the same width from top to bottom.
Yes.
Pretty much like myself, really. Why is there an e-fit of me all of a sudden in your mind? Anyway, let's get in our DMs. Lorenzo has got the 885 hotline. Give us a reminder of the number if anyone has to send anything in. It's right behind you. Right behind me.
Do you know what? Your head's in the way.
07-428-957-885.
I didn't want to have to lock it again then put the numbers back in.
Okay. Hit up the hotline if you've got anything. See, even if you're just having a moment where you're like, I'll just quickly voice note this. Send it to us because we love to hear it.
Right, I've got this one open for some reason and this must be new. Right, so I'm calling it a random fetish, but I don't know how many people would say it differently. In my Try Before You Buy era, I encountered a boy who I spoke to for a bit on Tinder and said he was out in my local area. So off I go on my night out with my pals and then home with him. You dirty slick. Only for him to go and spit all over my chest. Safe to say, it was time for me to get up, dry my poor chest off and phone it. Maybe he was just a bit slippery. Maybe he was just doing a lot of work.
Why does it sound like he was doing it like... continuously? I feel like there would only be one spit for you to say, please don't do that.
Would you though, or would you just let him off with a pass? Like, right, was that just an accident? That was just a wee dribble.
Yeah, was that an accident or? But it's just the...
If it's a grogger though, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Over it.
That's absolutely really, over really, it. Really awful. I actually think that of all bodily fluids, that a spit is actually up there with one of my most disgusting ones.
Yeah, I agree.
See, somebody else is like... spit, that is rank.
Which is why, see, if I'm out walking and there's a guy spit on the ground, I could spew. I could one up him and spew.
How did they do that though?
I'll be honest, even if
I wanted to do the footballer, like push one finger against one nostril and then breathe it out, there was nothing that would come out.
People don't do that in the street though, do they?
They do it on their bikes.
How did they do it?
I had no idea about that.
Could you go and then just fire a clean slaughter out?
I couldn't even spit though.
But even if I wanted to, I don't even think I could do it.
Not saying something else. But I couldn't do that. I don't feel like I'm a very phlegmy person.
Yeah, same here. Maybe I'm not exercising enough. Maybe that's the reason why.
Basically, it should be illegal. You shouldn't be allowed to do that.
No, and I hate getting a close-up zoom on the live camera, the football, when they do that.
Yeah.
Please leave it out. Nobody needs to see that.
Keep that on the shorts.
Do you know, by the way, if they do the whole, like, I don't know what the name of the move is, right? But Fraser always, it's like a footballer's name. And the celebration was that they, like, put their top up over their heads.
Uh-huh.
Or they, like, they're taking the top off thing. Do you know that it's a sending off? I'm sure it's like a Like, you, as soon as you do that, you're not allowed to.
Why?
It's a sending off.
Why?
I'm a pure woman here, but I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm certain it's either a yellow card or a straight red, and you get sent off. Because someone recently.
Showing their nipples.
You're not allowed to take your top off when you see
it. Free the nip.
Free the nip. Free the nip.
That's not
also,
fair.
It's the only reason why I'm watching. I'm literally.
I want to see a six.
Show me the nip.
Show me the nips. It's a sending off.
Why?
That's a red card.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right, like guys, it. This is not a super scoreboard.
I know, it really isn't. Like if it was, then we would definitely have this voice like right. that. Go on, Lorenzo. Or give us one to read out.
Do you want everyone out?
Yeah.
Right, go for it.
I like your nails.
Oh, thank you so much. They're very nice. They're springtime.
Okie dokie. Hey, girls. Absolutely love the pod. Although I probably look like a weirdo walking through my local park, cry laughing to myself as I listen to it on my headphones. By the way, I've done that, even listening back to our chats. How icky is that?
Do you talk back?
Even though I know, no, I don't ever talk back, but I do sometimes listen back to our edits and actually sit laughing in my car or walking.
I mean, that's good though.
It's always good when it's the second time you've heard it.
Absolutely.
Anyway, off the back of yous discussing Office X a while back, I hadn't thought about that much about it, but recently I have a massive Office X work from home edition. Oh, we're going lockdown, are we?
Is that not an ick on herself? She's working from home, is it not just her?
I don't know, let's see. I work from home the majority of the time, so as a result, I have a lot of video calls, which is fine, I don't mind it, and I actually love working from home. However, what I do not love is going on Zoom calls straight after lunch, the time that we typically eat, and having to watch other people scoff their lunch and have to sit with a straight face.
Oh, it's like a big salad and stuff like that, isn't it? It's
hanging out.
Falling everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'm being dramatic, but I actually hit the pure book because I just don't know that I need to see this. If you're going to do it, fair enough. Maybe you don't need to eat on your lunch break, but please turn off your camera because I don't want to whitey. Am I being dramatic or is this reasonable? Sometimes I'm a bit dramatic, to be fair, but I just can't hack this. Love you guys.
That's a sackable offence. If I was the boss, I would get you. No, you're
no eating on Zoom.
Do you know what the funniest thing is? People will do that now, but see, actually before, you would never have a meeting during your lunch, so you would never be allowed to eat your lunch during a meeting.
You would never bring out a big salad like when you're actually around people, and pure stuff your face.
It's like it's not even going to be a nice salad. It's going to be like a big pasta dish.
There's a whole thing I think now where people like think it's okay to eat loudly. And have you not noticed people even on TikToks? Have you not seen the girl that went pure super viral and she'd set her phone up and she went, I don't know who needs to hear this, but, and then she takes like a big bite of noodles and then she's going like this. But you don't need to do that. You don't need to chew on the camera. Like nobody needs to see that. It makes me so angry.
TikTok's giving you that on purpose as a wee laugh.
Honestly, it is. It's trolling me basically. Right. Public toilet chat in the latest pods. Is this the thing that we were going to do overhead in the toilets?
Maybe.
Top tip, maybe. Always use the first cubicle, as psychologically, this is the least used due to everyone thinking the same thing. Everyone uses that one and skipping and making it actually the least used.
No, see, I don't use it because I knew about this fact, but I don't want to use it because then I just feel like everybody's there.
What, right there?
Like, do you ever get in your head going, you're in a cubicle? And then some strangers, like, literally just there washing their hands and just you get your trousers down.
Yeah, like, something that I have become aware of is the sound of the trickle of my pee.
Do you know whose fault that is?
My mum.
Your mum's.
I know.
Because she told me this as well. She's like, I just don't think you need to hear it. I'm traumatised by this now and I'm triangle myself and, like, put bits of toilet paper down.
I'm trying to hit porcelain all the time. I can't hit straight water.
Guys, what have I just read here?
I actually am, because I don't want to hear the sound of my pee, because she's made me feel like it's something I need to be concerned
as if it's something disgusting.
Something disgusting, like, oh, the sound of your pee is a bit weird.
Exactly.
Bit loud today, aren't we?
Thanks.
Camel.
Thank you. What have you
read? Okay, so.
Wait, this is our last
one. This is our last one, and it's a good one to go out on, to be honest. Girls, love the podcast. Glasgow girl here, but I now live in Ireland. Which I can't say without sounding Irish.
Ireland.
I live in Ireland. And hearing your lovely voices every Monday morning makes me feel less homesick. First time writing in, school rumours, one of the English teachers used to be a porn star.
Woohoo!
Genuinely vividly remember this rumour and believing it. Apparently she loves to stick glass bottles of iron brew up her vag.
Wow.
Is she from Scotland?
I wish she. Obviously, it's Iron Brew.
Yeah, she was from.
Sorry, guys, Scotland. Andy's phoning.
Of course. Oh, Andy's my God, phoning. Andy, we are it? Busy.
Andy, I'm busy. I'll phone you back. right. Weird kinks. A girl I used to work with would go out and collect jaggy nettles and rub them on her husband's willy. Supposedly, it went really big and swollen. And the sting you get on your skin does not translate to the genitalia, apparently.
It's not different skin on your willy, though.
What? Hang on. Wait a minute. So are we honestly giving? Are we honestly taking allergic reactions?
That's what the that's the.
Take a Viagra if you need to know. Fucking jaggy nettles.
See, if we see someone foraging for jaggy nettles, we're going to know
that
filthy.
No, what you're up.
I hate to say this, but I feel like can somebody test it? Is that a real thing?
Can I say? Listen, we did do a little public poll on how many people have used a Henry.
Uh huh.
And 5% said yes.
Yeah.
What?
5%. That is a lot.
I'm sorry, I just don't see how it works.
Any guy who's listened to this or that episode probably tried it, I think.
Here's a wee trick to do, right? So now we did say, right...
Here's how you get that hoover working really
well. This is nothing sexually related, right? But this is a wee trick to end on, right? Because we're doing the whole, like, ask your partner to their face if they have ever used the hoover. Ask your partner to their face, would you rather kiss me for £100 or kiss the most beautiful woman in the world for £1 million. See what their answer is.
Because it's a trick question.
It's a trick question.
Why is it a trick question?
Because you're meant to be the most beautiful girl in the world.
Oh, I didn't get that.
If you want to cause a wee fight on you go, there you are, there's your ammunition.
Just mix it up. Pop that in the back pocket.
If you're feeling a bit bored, go and mix it up, start a wee fight.
Yeah, start a wee fight. Always fun.
Right, we're going to go and film a film. We are going to go and record. Sure. We actually are. We're going to go and record confession sessions.
Sure. Our first ever one here.
And we're now on Patreon.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch this, then you can actually go and sign up to Patreon. So we'll leave a wee link in the description and it's easy enough to sign up. We'll put all the details on Instagram as well.
It means you can see our faces every single week as well as listen to us. So
we're going to have the TikToks back up.
Yeah, the TikToks are on the way.
They died. A death.
Turns out we were doing it a really complicated way. It didn't need to be done.
Yeah. We've had some nice emotional reassurance today that we were doing a really hard job.
Yep.
And this is going to make it easier.
But anyway, as always, make sure you send in your voice notes, confessions, dilemmas, funny stories to Lorenzo.
07-428-957-885.
Doesn't matter how many times I hear that, it'll never stick in my head.
Yeah, it's never. Mine's is the only number in my head. Mine and my mum's.
Forevermore.
Forever.
Anyway, love
Thanks
you guys.
For listening.
Right. Bye. Bye.